Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to our Thursday edition of Catholic Answers Live, which you probably know already means open forum. 2 hours of open forum on Thursdays, and open forum means if you got a question about the Catholic faith, about Catholic life, about Catholic people, maybe about moral teaching or philosophy, all of these questions are welcome, and you don't have to be Catholic to call. Anyone is welcome to call. 888-318-7884. Did you see I did it again, Jimmy? I looked at that number and it panicked me. 888-318-7884.
To call in with a question.
Yes, to call in
with
a question.
But there's another important number.
And that's why I keep having trouble with the line number. So I'm going to say that number one more time and I won't say it for a while. 888-318-7884. If you have any question at all about the Catholic faith, give us a call. Our guest this hour is Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of A Daily Defense, 365 Days, plus one to becoming a better apologist, among many books, including The Drama of Salvation and The Fathers Know Best. And I won't go on and on. Hi, Jimmy.
Okay. Hi, Cy.
How long do you think I could go on? I could go on for quite a while with Jimmy Akin books.
Yeah, you could.
But that was enough.
Yeah, that was enough.
That covered it.
Yeah. We have other things to talk about.
We do indeed. And we don't know what they are, though, until people call. So we're looking forward to those calls.
We know what some of them are.
That's right. Today is the last day of our quarterly pledge drive. Each quarter, we come to you 3 days out of the week, or actually 3 days out of the whole quarter.
Yep.
And for a few minutes each hour, we ask you if you can support, or if you will indeed support, the ministry of Catholic Answers, and particularly Catholic Answers Live. Help us stay on the air, in other words. This hour, we have a wonderful donor who has given us $10,000, the $10,000 match. And here's the condition. Go out and raise $10,000 in an hour. If we can do that, every bit of that match is ours. Will be coming to us. 888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge. 888-291-8000.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose I don't have my phone handy, but I do have a computer handy. How can I donate then?
Well, Jimmy, you should probably go to CatholicAnswersLive.com.
CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, even if you have a phone and you don't like calling people, you can just do it there on your smartphone. Sorry, flip phone people, you'll have to call. But smartphone, go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. It's mobile friendly. We have about, I'm looking today, we have almost everybody in the building on the phones. It looks like we have 23 lines available. Two are full at the moment.
Yep.
So if you could help us use up that $10,000 this hour. This is our last day. We're not going to come to you again for 3 months.
Yes. So it's extra urgent because this is the last time we have to talk about this for 3 months, and we really need your help to support the work of Catholic Answers. I can see right now we only have one line that's full. So we've got like 20 other lines for you to call in on right now. Everybody's standing by. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to get through, to not have wait time, not have hold time. That's why when we do these drives, we reconfigure our phone system so everyone in the building can take your call. Give us a call now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And this is something, you know, that's a little different than other giving campaigns. You know, like if you listen to NPR, they have giving campaigns which go on way longer than ours do. And there, however, whatever good qualities NPR may have, for example.
Yes.
They also have some bad ones, but for whatever good qualities they have, they still have a secular purpose. And this, what we're doing, is fundraising with a spiritual purpose, because we're getting God's word out to people, both people who are already believers, people who are not believers. We get messages all the time from people telling us how they came into the church because of what they heard on Catholic Answers Live and what they read on Catholic.com and all the other work that Catholic Answers does. And so by supporting Catholic Answers, you are doing a spiritual act. You're taking mammon money and turning it to the service of God. And that's something that's very important. Jesus said you can't serve both God and mammon. And he said, he kind of had an opinion about which one you need to serve.
He did indeed.
And he said, lay up treasure for yourself in heaven. By using your money wisely here on earth, you gain treasure in heaven. You're going to get spiritual blessings for all eternity from supporting spiritual causes here on earth. And this is the last day that we're going to be able to talk about it for months. And we need to make $10,000 this hour for that matching challenge. So by all means, please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. I can see some of the lines are now full, but we still have a number that are open for you right now. And the number is 888-291-8000.
We do our regular job as well while we're coming to you and asking for your support for the next 3 months. We're very, very grateful for the support. Again, that number, 888-291-8000. But we have lots of calls to get to, so let us do that. Let's start with Ryan in Midland, Texas. Ryan, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
All right, Jimmy, I have a two-part question for you about the biritual faculties that some priests possess.
Okay.
Okay. The first part is, if an already biritual Catholic priest lives in a fairly large-sized city with a population of Eastern Catholics, would it be possible or permissible for him to acquire additional faculties from more than just one Eastern Catholic church if they just don't have their own priest yet, if their own priest is sick, he's had passed away, or just to help them out from time to time, regardless of what the occasion might be? And the second part is, if this proves to be true for a Western Rite bishop, if he were to acquire additional faculties, wouldn't that technically allow him, in a manner of speaking, to function as an Eastern Catholic bishop, like a Maronite, Chaldean, or Melkite Greek? If so, wouldn't that also, in a sense, give him the right to function as the patriarch, the major archbishop or metropolitan, if the occasion calls for him to fill in for the said archbishop, patriarch, or metropolitan?
Okay. So there's several questions there, and you used a term that not everyone in the audience may be familiar with, and that's biritual. Biritual, bi means two, and ritual means ritual. So someone who's biritual means that they are a priest or a deacon or a bishop who has been given faculties to celebrate the liturgy in according to more than one ritual tradition. So, for example, they might have the faculty to celebrate the Latin Rite liturgy that we – either the ordinary form or the extraordinary form. And then they would have also the ability to celebrate according to some other rite, such as the rite that's used in the Chaldean church or the Maronite church or the Melkite church. All of these are Catholic churches, but they use different forms of ritual in celebrating the liturgy. So a priest who's biritual is able to celebrate two different kinds. And it doesn't have to be necessarily involving the West. You could have someone who's biritual that knows how to do the Melkite liturgy and the Chaldean liturgy. All it means is you know how to do and you're qualified and have the right permissions to do two different liturgies. I am not aware – I'd have to do some checking to be absolutely sure, but I'm not aware of any prohibition on picking up a third or even fourth ritual. So as far as I know, you can become tri-ritual or a quadra-ritual or however many rituals is reasonable given the circumstances that you're in. In terms of a bishop, I'm not sure exactly who gives bishop – who would give a bishop permission to use more than one ritual. Obviously, he'd need training, but I'm not sure if he'd need to go to an authority to get formal permission to use another ritual or not. That's something I really would have to check on that I don't know the answer to. He would not just by having – the ability to celebrate the liturgy according to another rite, he wouldn't then function as a bishop of that rite. Bishops have territorial powers and responsibilities that just because you may be able to celebrate the liturgy a certain way doesn't mean you can do all that other stuff. So just like a – let's say you had a Chaldean bishop who also knows how to celebrate the Latin Rite liturgy and he's in a Latin Rite diocese, he doesn't get to make decisions in place of the Latin Rite bishop. He may be able to celebrate the liturgy, but that doesn't make him a Latin Rite bishop, because he still belongs to a different church within the overall Catholic Church. In terms of if he were able to – if he were celebrating what's sometimes called a pontifical mass in the Latin Rite, it's a mass that the bishop presides over, and there are special rules that apply to that. I would assume the same thing is true in Eastern Rite liturgies, that if the bishop is presiding, that's reflected in the way the liturgy is celebrated in various ways. And there would, I assume, for a Latin Rite bishop saying an Eastern Rite liturgy, I assume the ones of those that are relevant to him would be applied. So he would – like the dignity of him being a bishop would be recognized in, okay, we're celebrating the divine liturgy according to the rite that a bishop uses. But that – but it wouldn't involve him being patriarch or being treated as patriarch even though he was working in – even though he was doing the liturgy according to an Eastern Rite, he would still just be given the dignities that would ordinarily be his, whether he's an ordinary bishop or an archbishop, but he wouldn't be treated as a patriarch because that's a separate category than just being a bishop.
Okay, Ryan?
Yeah, that helps. Great. Can I ask one other thing just real fast?
Yeah, real fast.
Really fast.
Sure. If a Catholic priest acquires biritual faculties, I mean a Latin Rite priest acquires these faculties, does he have to have a fluent or at least a moderate knowledge of the language he'll be using, like Aramaic or Greek or Ukrainian?
Yes. He's going to need to be able to have a basic grasp of the language he's celebrating the liturgy in, and that applies to any priest in any language. You don't just go up there and start reciting a text that you have no idea what it means.
Thanks, Ryan, very much for that call. The number again, if for those of you who you've decided to take us up on our invitation to support Catholic Answers and particularly this program, Catholic Answers Live, which is produced and here at Catholic Answers and given to radio stations all over. Hundreds of radio stations broadcast it for free. So that's what we do. We produce that content. In order to produce that content, we need your support. And not only are we producing that content, we're trying our very best to share that content in every way that technology will allow us to share it. I can imagine someday in the not-too-distant future where you can see it 3D via Xbox or what are those? PlayStations, all that kind of thing. But currently, Facebook, YouTube, all of those things, that's where we are, and we have to keep expanding. Why? Because we need to be where people are, and your support makes that possible. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Let me let you know, if you're real busy right now, if you're on the road, if you just don't have time to, you know, give a credit card number and go through all that, just call them up and give them your name and address. We'll send you a letter. We'll take care of it that way. Your pledge is just as valuable to us. Every bit of it will be matched dollar-for-dollar up to $10,000. 888-291-8000 is that number. You can also go to CatholicAnswersLive.com and make your donation there.
And people have been coming through. We had a burst of activity on the phone lines a little bit earlier, but now it's down to just a person, it looks like. So phone lines are wide open for you, 888-291-8000. In that previous burst of activity, many people called in and made donations. And Cy, you want to know something particularly interesting?
What's that?
We got a $30 donation from an anonymous person in Texas who says, thanks from a non-Catholic who loves listening to your show.
Oh, that's...
So that's incredibly nice. Thank you so much, Anonymous. And for all the Catholics who are listening in the audience who haven't made a donation, a non-Catholic just testified to the value of this show and has thus far shown you up. So if you don't want to be shown up by someone who appreciates the show but isn't even in full communion with the Catholic Church, give us a call now. 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We have other people calling in as well. Carol from South Carolina donated $30. Julie from North Dakota donated $200. Jim in Omaha donated $100 in honor of Chris Check visiting, and I understand that Chris has a trip out there. He's giving a talk.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Lawrence from Texas donated $500, and that means that Lawrence is going to get several special thank yous. Now, Cy, as you know, anybody who donates $18 a month or more is going to get a couple of books that we have that we think you'll like very much. The first one is Scott Hahn's latest book. It's called The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order. As you know, the family is something Scott is very passionate about. He writes about it and speaks about it constantly. He has a lot of insights here. And you'll get Scott's latest insights here in his book, The First Society, when you call 888-291-8000 and donate $18 or more a month. Also, you'll get another book, which is Peter Kreef's latest book here, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic. And as you know, Cy, Peter Kreef wasn't always a Catholic. Now, he's a professor of philosophy at Boston College. He's one of the best-known apologists and has been for decades here in the United States. And he's a convert from evangelicalism. So here in this book, he'll give you 40 reasons why he's a Catholic rather than another type of Christian. And that should make for fascinating reading. He's a very effective communicator. He doesn't, despite the fact he's a philosopher, he doesn't use a lot of egghead terms. He makes a study of communicating in a very simple, ordinary way. That's something I try to do as well. And Peter Kreeft is really good at it. So you want to get his book, and it's one of the thank yous we'll send if you're able to donate $18 or more a month. Or if you're like Lawrence and are able to donate $500, we'll not only send you the two books, we'll also send you the Augustine's Institute's latest DVD set, Presence, The Mystery of the Eucharist. These Augustine Institute sets have been very popular. People have said that they really get a lot of help from them. They're created by the staff there at the Augustine Institute, which is an institute of learning, and you will certainly get new insights from Presence, The Mystery of the Eucharist, which we will be very glad to send you if you're able to donate $500 or more. By the way, there's another giving level to think about, and that's the $1,000 level, because we have a special giving society. Actually, we have two. The first is called the President's Club. It's a giving society that you become a member of if you donate $1,000 or more to Catholic Answers during the course of a year. The other giving society is known as the Founders Circle, and it is a giving society you join if you donate $5,000 or more in the course of the year. Like our donor who gave us the $10,000 challenge this hour.
Right.
We know there are people out there who are listening who have the ability to make generous gifts like that, and we want to reward people who are able to do that. When you become a member of the Founder Circle at $1,000 a year, that entitles you to a number of things, including everything that Catholic Answers publishes during that year for free, and a free subscription to This Rock magazine. You get priority consideration for Catholic Answers events like cruises and things and conferences and things like that. So there are a bunch of benefits to being a member of the President's Club, and it's not as expensive to join as you might think. $1,000 sounds like a kind of a big number, but if you think about that in terms of a monthly donation, it's only $84. And so if you know, are thinking about what you might be able to give and you think, oh, maybe I could give 50 or maybe a month, or maybe I could give 75 a month. Well, if you're able to give just a little bit more and make it $84 a month, that's a founder's level membership right there. And there are people standing by who will be more than happy to explain to you more about the President's Club and all the benefits that it and the Founder Circle involve. The number to call is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersLive.com, no matter where you are in the world. So if you're overseas and can't easily call a U.S. telephone number, just go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. You can do that 24 hours a day, day or night. And you'll even be able to do it once the on-air portion of our drive ends, because that website continues to be open and you'll still be able to make your donation. But it's important that you do it right now while you're thinking about it, because I know how things are. When I'm thinking about something, if I don't do it right then, I may have the best of intentions, but I'm likely to forget, and it can fall through the cracks, and it's so easy to forget. You know, Cy, there have been studies that have shown that when we walk through a doorway, have you ever had the experience of walking through a doorway and then not remembering why you came into a room?
Do you know me, Jimmy?
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, times. You're not alone in that, because right. we're actually programmed yeah. to clean out our memory cache when we walk through a doorway. Yeah. There have been studies that have shown this, and that's why that phenomenon happens. And it just illustrates how easy it is for us to be distracted by new things. When we enter a new room, it's a new environment. Our brains are wired to focus on the new environment.
Yeah.
And we can lose track of what we were thinking about. So, while you're thinking about donating, we know you've got good intentions. We know you want to support the show. This is the time to do it. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. It'll only take you a couple minutes. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersLive.com. Again, if you are in a rush and you just want to give your name and address and have us send you a letter that and you can fulfill your pledge that way, the letter will get to you in a few days. It's perfectly fine to do that. 888-291-8000. Lots and lots of callers today for Open Forum here with Jimmy Akin. So let's go to Peter in Cincinnati, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Another innovation that your donations paid for and made possible. Peter, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy.
Howdy.
So the question was, so if I have many questions regarding the Catholic faith, I'm Catholic mm-hmm. personally, and I don't want to take up, I want to know how best to get these questions answered. Generally speaking, when priests are typically extremely busy, for example, and then it seems like when I go to after Mass, seems people are not typically very interested in having conversations and trying to investigate different matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you've come to the right place, because answering questions is all of what Catholic Answers is about. That's why our name is Catholic Answers, because that's what we're in the business of providing. So we have quite a number of different ways that we can help you get answers to your questions. One of them is right here on Catholic Answers Live. You're welcome to call back anytime. You know, ask people to ask only one question per phone call, so we can serve as many different people as we can. But, you know, if there's a particular question that's really burning for you, by all means, give us a call on one of our Q&A open forum shows. We'll be more than happy to provide you an answer. If you don't want to wait until an open forum show, you can call our regular number. Now, today we're using it. Today isn't a good day for that, because everyone's working the phones for the pledge drive, but you can call our apologist line and leave a message, and one of our apologists will get back to you with answers to your questions. You also can go to Catholic.com. Catholic.com is our website. We have thousands of different resources right there on Catholic.com for free for you, including an extensive collection of questions. In fact, when you go to the homepage at Catholic.com, there's a thing right there on the homepage to help you find the answer to your question. And if it's not already online, or if you can't find it, you can ask it through the website. There's a way to do that. Also, we have the largest Catholic forums in the world online. So it's understandable, you know, when people are getting out of Mass, especially daily Mass, they may need to go be with their family or go to their job or, you know, go get breakfast or whatever it may be. They may not have a lot of time right then and there, but you can make online friends at the Catholic Answers forums. The address is forums.catholic.com. It's free and easy to set up an account. You just need to, you know, give your email address and set up a password for yourself. And then you'll have access to all of these discussions with thousands of Catholics around the world. You can make online friends there. And there are forums, sub-forums that are devoted to specific topics, where you can also ask questions and pose ideas and kind of kick things around. And the people there are very generous and willing to help you out. And so I would recommend all of those resources. They're all great ways to get your questions about the faith answered. And that's something that I have a personal appreciation for, because I came into the Catholic Church as, you know, myself from an evangelical background, and I had a point where I needed to be able to ask questions to make sure I was understanding things correctly and to pose a few challenges and say, well, what about this? And I needed Orthodox, educated Catholics that I could talk to. And at the time, Catholic radio did not exist. And I've said since then that I'm so thankful it does now, because now we can give answers to people who are in that same situation that I was in, of having these burning questions that deal with, you know, matters connected with your eternal fate.
Right.
And and get good solid answers. And so I'm so thankful now that we have Catholic.com and Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Radio more broadly.
Peter, right there in Cincinnati, they produce the Sunrise Morning Show at Sacred Heart Radio. It's 7:40 a.m. So on the a.m. dial, 7:40. So you might probably put that on the car as well and make that part of your day. Thank you so much for the call, Peter. We, as you can hear, we have to take a quick break. This is Catholic Answers Live. Today is Open Forum. We'll be right back with more of that after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, joined in studio by Jimmy Akin, our senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. It is open forum today. We're taking calls on any aspect of Catholic life or faith or history. And, you know, when Jimmy's here, we also expand that out a bit. If you just have a moral question, a philosophical question you'd like to get into, maybe a broader religious question, all of those are welcome. Also this hour, we are coming to you with our quarterly pledge drive. So we'll take a few minutes each segment just to encourage you and ask you and plead with you, support this ministry, help us to continue to do what we've been doing. Catholic radio, the expansion of it across the United States, across the world, has been extraordinary over the course of the last 20 years. And it has been just about 20 years that the really incredible expansion has been happening. Brand new station just recently in Atlanta. The wonderful people in Atlanta, the Catholics there, got together and got this station off the ground. 3 million more people are under that signal. That's wonderful news. And we get, whether big or small, we have Catholic communities around the country and around the world starting these Catholic radio stations. What we do at Catholic Answers is we provide content to those stations with this program, one of the oldest and I would say most well received and well respected Catholic programs in Catholic media, Catholic Answers Live. And in order to do that, we have to come to you and ask you for your support. We don't do that very often, just each quarter, and ask you for the money to continue on to the next quarter. This hour, we have a $10,000 dollar for dollar match. Every dollar you pledge, every dollar you give will be matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000. Just dial that phone, 888-291-8000. You can visit with the person on the line, tell them your story, tell them why you are supporting Catholic Answers, tell them about your conversion. Or if you're in a rush, they can get you off that line in less than 30 seconds. They really can. You just give your name and address, and then we'll get in touch with you later. 888-291-8000. $10,000 on the line, 888-291-8000.
And we have lots of lines open for you right now. There are only a few people on the phone right now, so we have lots of people standing by. You'll get through immediately and be able to make your donation really quickly and easily. Si, earlier in the show, I mentioned how Jesus indicated, you know, you cannot serve both God and mammon, mammon being a term for money,
yeah,
and that you need to have your priorities right. And that if you do, if you do spiritual things, including with your money, you'll lay up treasure for yourself in heaven. So you'll be blessed as a result of what you've done. Jesus is not the only person who stresses that in the New Testament. St. Paul does as well. One of the places where he does that is in 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians is a letter has a lot of really interesting stuff in it. People tend to not read it as much as some others, but it's really fascinating. And in part of the letter, in several parts actually, St. Paul is fundraising himself. He's trying to get money together for a collection to support the church in Jerusalem. And he is talking to the Corinthians about that, and not for the first time. And he tells them, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So he's comparing donating to sowing crops, which then eventually grow and blossom and give you the fruit of the crops, which is what you're after. And so he's indicating if you donate sparingly, meaning you don't give a lot, then you're not creating a lot of opportunities to be spiritually blessed for yourself. But if you sow bountifully, if you donate generously, then you'll also be correspondingly blessed and reap spiritual benefits generously. And so he says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so that means if you're in accordance with whatever you're able to give, if you give cheerfully, not under compulsion or reluctantly, but happy to give and support God's work, God loves you for that, and God will bless you for that, not just in this life, but in the life to come as well. So that means eternal blessings for doing things that God loves in this life. That's a real win-win situation. It both helps God's work go forward in this life, and it helps you out both in this life and in the next. So by all means, give us a call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We have plenty of lines open for you right now, and we need to make sure we get to that $10,000 challenge this hour because we have less than half an hour left to go.
Dial that number, 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those phones before the top of the hour. We've got that match. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you're in a position to make a monthly pledge, that is every pledge is so welcome, and we're so grateful for it. If you can make a monthly pledge, that helps us with financial planning. That gives us a certain base from which we know we can operate in the coming months. And also, if that monthly pledge can be $18 or more, we can send you these two wonderful books, 40 Reasons I'm a Catholic from Peter Kraft, and The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order from Scott Hahn, two brand new, just out, hot off the presses books. We'd love to send them to you. And if you're able to make that a monthly pledge of $18 or more, or a one-time pledge of $200 or more, we would love to send them to you. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And thank you so much for your support. We go now. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was. I was just looking at the people. We have a bunch of people to thank, and we'll be thanking some of them later. But I just one of them just leapt out at me in particular. Patricia in Georgia has donated $50, and she's another non-Catholic who says she loves listening.
Wow, this is a big non-Catholic day because, look, Karen from Pennsylvania made a $50 contribution. Oh. Non-Catholics loves the issues discussed on Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah.
I have to say, you non-Catholics who are donating money to us, that is so inspiring
it
to
is.
Us. That really, man, that kind of fires me up. And thank you so much for those. Sometime I hope you'll call and we'll talk on the line.
Absolutely.
That would be great. Connor in Nashville, Tennessee. Listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Okay, Connor, you are on with Jimmy Akin.
Hey.
Howdy.
So basically my question is, like, when you talk about, like abortion and stuff,
mm-hmm.
different people are going to think that fetuses aren't people because they can't feel pain or they can't think or they don't have organs or,
mm-hmm.
or whatever they think.
Mm-hmm.
But... I was talking with somebody, and I kind of convinced them that all these criteria don't make sense for why a fetus isn't a person.
Uh-huh, good.
And then he said, he came up with this new idea on the spot. He said, what if it's a combination of all these factors that makes you human? Like, what if it's the combination of them not feeling pain, thinking, or organs, and all three of them in tandem make you not a human?
Okay.
And I couldn't really think of an example that's unanimously human. I just came up with some person that had, like, a bad disease that was going to be, like, cured, like, really soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that that's not a human.
That a person who has a bad disease is not a human?
Well, no, that's not... Well, no, he said, like, a person that can't feel pain, think,
okay.
or have organs or anything.
Okay. So let's talk about that. The first thing is I would suggest that rather than talking about whether something is a person, you talk about whether it's a human being, because person is a philosophical category that can apply to different things, including potentially – I mean angels are persons. The persons of the Godhead are persons. If there are intelligent aliens, they would be persons. And so person is a concept that – is of a philosophical nature. It's harder to get agreement on what exactly a person is. Most people use the word without really thinking about it, and because of that, it can be difficult in a discussion of this nature. If you use the term person as the term you're orienting everything around, I would suggest you use the term human or human being. Because that has a much more straightforward definition. A human being is a being, something that exists, that is a living human organism. If it's living, then it has cellular metabolism. Its cells are processing energy and growing and multiplying and things like that. And clearly, the unborn from the moment of conception have cellular metabolism. And even at the single cell stage, it's still processing energy. It's still doing things. It's not a dead, inert cell. So right from the beginning of conception, you have a living entity here. So the next question is, well, what kind of entity is it? Is it human? Well, that's determined by its genetic code. And it's clear that, again, from conception, babies have a human genetic code. They don't have – it's a complete genetic code with 23 chromosomes. They don't have the genetic code of a chimpanzee or a rabbit or a carrot or a gourd plant or anything like that. It's clearly the genetic code of a human being. So they're both living and human. The only question is, are they organisms or not? Well, organisms come in a variety of different kinds. Some organisms at some stages of their development develop specialized tissues that we refer to as organs, collections of specialized tissue that perform particular functions for them at that stage in their development. Some of these are temporary. For example, in the case of a frog, when they're at the tadpole stage, they have a tail, but that's a temporary organ that falls off as they mature, and they develop legs to perform an equivalent function of helping them move around, which is what the tail does. Other organisms are always one cell their entire life. They're what are called single-celled organisms, and they don't have any organs. But organs are not what's important. An organ is just a part of an organism that helps it perform a particular function, like in the case of a tadpole, a tail or a leg helps it move. In the case of a human, our legs help us move, or our hearts push our blood around our body. Those are just functions that are performed, but there are stages in our life, particularly when we're in the womb, where we don't need those. We don't need legs because we're not moving around, and we don't – so that's a function we don't need the organ for. And there's a stage before we have blood to push around, so we don't need a heart at that stage. These organs only come in to set us up for when their functions are needed, but as long as we're a living human organism – it's not a part of the mom. It's not a part of something else. It's an organic whole by itself. That makes it an organism. So if it's a whole, something that is independent, it's not part of a larger organism, then it's an organism itself. And that means that unborn children are living because they have metabolism. They're human because they have a human genetic code. And they're organisms because they're not part of a larger organism. And that means unborn children at every stage of development are living human organisms. That makes them human beings. And if they're human beings, you need to treat them as if they're human beings. You need to respect their human rights, including the right to life. In terms of these other things you mentioned, like they don't have pain and they don't have consciousness and things like that, well, here's a real simple counterexample you can propose to people who are arguing along that line. Suppose someone's walking down the street. Suppose it's Psy, and I jump out from behind an alley and slap a cloth over Psy's nose and mouth that is soaked in chloroform.
Again.
And that knocks Psy out. So he's no longer conscious. He's been sedated. He's no longer experiencing thoughts. He's no longer experiencing pain, even when he hits the sidewalk. And that does not give me the right to then kill Psy. I can't.
I find that such a relief, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you can, you know, pose this to your friend and say, look, if I anesthetized you so you weren't conscious, you didn't have thought, and so you didn't have pain, could I then kill you? Well, I'm pretty sure your friend is going to say, no, you can't. So that shows us that thought and pain are not requirements for respecting someone's right to life. If they're a living human being, you need to respect their right to life, whether or not they're currently conscious or currently can feel pain.
And we will have to leave it there because we do have to take a quick break. Connor, thank you so much for that question. Call anytime. We're happy to take the call. We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, Jimmy, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, and lots and lots and lots of calls. And I just want to stress, if we don't get you on this hour and you're on the line, go ahead and stay on the line because it's open forum for 2 hours today. And we are also throughout the building. Everybody who works here at Catholic Answers, essentially, other than those who have to be here in the studio for this show, are answering phones for a different cause. That is because we are coming to you to ask you to help us stay completely funded for the next 3 months. This is our quarterly pledge drive. We are now in the last hour and 15 minutes of that drive. We've got a ways to go, but we have
full confidence in our listeners and in God who supports us, give us a call. 888-291-8000 is the number. We're very, very grateful for your ongoing support. We have a bunch of people to thank. I think I'll thank a few, Jimmy, if that's all right.
I was just going to, but okay. Be my guest.
Okay, all right. I'll thank Dan in Indiana, $25 gift. Maria from Ohio, a $100 gift. Lisa in Pataskala, Ohio, a $100 gift. I think that's the second time for Lisa. I think I remember her from yesterday. Paula in Kentucky, a one-time gift. Marie in Clarkston, Michigan, a $200 gift. Andrew from Toledo, Ohio, a $200 gift. Mary Ann from Peoria, Illinois, $100 gift. And Susan from Houston, Texas, a $50 gift. All of them called 888-291-8000. I think if you asked them, they'd say it was painless and it went quickly. 888-291-8000. We have just about two-thirds of our phone lines open right now. And you're going to talk to somebody who works here at Catholic Answers when you call. Could be our president, Chris Check. Could be anybody around here. 888-291-8000.
Okay, now I get to do some things.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay, so, it just shifted here on me. Okay. Dave from Kansas donates $50 and challenges all Divine Mercy listeners in Kansas to donate as well. Bernadette from Texas donates $200. Mike from Heber Springs, Arkansas donates $500, which means he's going to not only get the books, but also the Presence Mystery of the Eucharist DVD set from the Augustine Institute. Marie from Oregon donates $200. John from Ohio donates $42. Philip from Louisiana donates $100. And Michael from Nebraska says he would like to challenge all truck drivers to donate. He asked for prayers for his family, that they would have strength and encouragement, that the Lord will bless them, and for the repose of his soul, for the soul of his mother, Irene. Rick from Ohio has donated $25. Angie from Iowa has donated $200. Brandy from Wisconsin has donated $30. Jean from Ohio, $50. And Tom from Boaz, Alabama, has donated $500, so he's also going to get the Mystery of the Eucharist. But
that's not the most interesting thing about Tom.
He's a Baptist minister who supports our pro-life, pro-family work. Thank you so much to Tom and everyone else who's been calling in to donate. We have about half the phone lines open for you. The number, once again, 888-291-8000. Thousand.
Just want to go back real quick to John from Ohio, $42
yeah.
a month.
Oh, per month. That's awesome.
And so I just want to real quick let you know that if you're able to make a monthly pledge, as John from Ohio did, it's very helpful to us for planning purposes. And we're also, if you're able to make a pledge of $20, $30, maybe like John, $42, any pledge, actually, over $18 a month, we're able to send you the First Society, the Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order, Scott Hahn's brand new book, along with, you don't have to choose, we're going to send them both to you, Peter Crave's brand new book, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic. 888-291-8000 is that number. Now we go back to the question line. Let's go to Jeff in Omaha, Nebraska, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Jeff, your question.
Hi, so I have a friend of mine who says he believes in God but does not believe in organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
He believes God is everywhere and you do not need organized religion to find him.
Okay.
Well, how would you respond to that?
Well, I'd say it's true that you don't need organized religion to find God. You can deduce the existence of God by reason alone. So it is possible to know that God exists and a few other things about him. I mean, if you've deduced the existence of a creator, you can figure out, okay, he's really powerful because he created this universe from nothing. By looking at the design of the universe and how intricate it is, you can also figure out that he's really smart. So you can figure out, as some of the Greek philosophers did, like Aristotle, that there must be a creator God and that he must have certain attributes like power and knowledge in superhuman degrees. You can figure out a few other things as well, but you're kind of limited to what philosophy can tell you about God if you're just using reason. But if God is knowledgeable and powerful, and if he's able to create the universe and mankind, then he's capable of communicating with us. And The question then becomes, has he taken the initiative to tell us anything more about himself than just what we could figure out from revelation, from reason? Has he, in other words, given us a revelation of himself through, for example, prophets? And that's a question that has to be seriously faced, because God has the power and knowledge needed to tell us about himself if he chooses to. And you then can't just say, well, I just don't think God would do that. How do you know? Reason doesn't tell you that God isn't going to communicate with mankind in an overt way through divine revelation. So that means you need to consider the question seriously and look at the evidences for reports that God has revealed himself to mankind. And the Christian claim, of course, is that he has, most particularly through Jesus Christ, but also through the prophets and the authors of the Bible. And the field of Christian apologetics, which is part of what we do here on Catholic Answers Live, is devoted to showing people those evidences. So I would suggest that if your friend is open then to considering the claim that God has revealed himself to mankind, that he look at the evidence that Christian apologists would provide for that. A good example of a book that covers that is The Handbook of Catholic Apologetics by Peter Kraft and Ronald Celli. We sell that here at Catholic.com. It's just one of many books that might be good for him to look at. And I would suggest going from there, because once you recognize that God has communicated to mankind in Jesus Christ, it's very easy to say, well, Jesus then founded a church. He says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The inspired authors of the New Testament say that we need to assemble together as Christians and respect those who are over us in the Lord. So that all goes back to Jesus himself in founding his church. So Jesus believed in organized religion, and we know that because he organized one. And so if you're at the point of recognizing Jesus as an authentic messenger of God, that entails organized religion. And so that's how I'd approach that question.
And Jeff, I hope that is helpful. We will leave it there, because we do have a great number of folks on the line, but we also have a lot of business to do today. And so I hope you'll excuse us while we do that business. 888-291-8000 is the donor number. Everyone in the building here is at the ready to take calls. It looks like about a third of them are on phone lines right now. So that means about two thirds of the staff here are available to take your call. 888-291-8000. It is our quarterly pledge drive. And this is when we come to you to ask you to support this ministry for the next 3 months.
And we're just about down to the end of the hour. We have a few more minutes and then we're going to be going to a break. And that break is the perfect time to call us at 888-291-8000, because during the break, in the gap, it's about 5-6 minutes long between the shows, we're not going to be able to answer any more questions, so you won't miss anything. And all those people are standing by. Before we get to those, though, want to remind you, if you're able to donate at $18 a month or more, and the monthly gifts really help us out, but if you're able to donate at $18 a month or more, we'll send you both Peter Kraft's book, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic, and Scott Hahn's new book, The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony, and the Restoration of the Social Order. If you're able to donate $500, we'll also send you Presence, The Mystery of the Eucharist, the new DVD set by the Augustine Institute. And if you're able to donate $1,000 or more, which is just $84 a month, you'll join the Catholic Answers President's Club, which will entitle you, among other things, to everything Catholic Answers publishes in the next year, a free subscription to Catholic Answers magazine, and priority seating and so forth at special Catholic Answers events like the cruises, Catholic Answers conference and so forth, as well as other things that people will be happy to tell you about. We have some more people we need to thank. As you know, in this hour, now we have another goal that we're going to have for the next hour, but in this hour, we've been working towards a $10,000 goal, and I'm happy to report that we have made it. We've made our $10,000 goal in this hour.
Yay, wow.
And we have some special thanks to give in regard to that. Jim from Arkansas, my home state, in addition to Texas, has donated $1,000. That means that Jim is not only a member of the President's Club, he's also a member of the Founders Circle, which has additional benefits that we'll be sending you information about. Thank you so much, Jim. Karen from South Carolina has donated $1,000 and says, I would not be Catholic without you. Kathleen from Oklahoma is donating $85 a month. James from New Jersey is donating $85 a month. That means both of them are now members of the President's Club. So thank you very much to Jim, Karen, Kathleen, James, and all of the other donors who have made this hour a success. We're going into the break. This is the perfect time to call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. Let's get everybody on the staff busy here. No sloughing off around here at Catholic Answers Live. Make them work. They want to pick up that phone. They'd love to talk with you. They can make a very quick call if you want, or they can chat with you for a while. Either is fine. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We are now coming into, as we go to the break, the last hour of this pledge drive. We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.